Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council in the at-large race. My next candidate is Marcus Spear, a Republican running for the at-large County Council seat. Marcus, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
You're welcome, and thank you.
So, Marcus, for people who happen to not know you, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and what they need to know?
Yeah, it's a little different than when I was running in the primary. I've been fortunate to be appointed to county council to fill out the seat for Evelyn Strudemeyer-Pence through the end of this year. But I am running for a full term and looking forward to 4 years on the council. What I do outside of council time is I do work on our family farm. I drive a school bus for BCSC. I also pastor a church in North Vernon, Indiana, the Jennings Church of Christ, and love my community involvement as well in many different activities.
Marcus, if you could talk a little bit about why you decided to run for county council. I know you've had other elected offices before.
Yeah, so since 1999, I have served in Rock Creek Township, both on the advisory board and also as township trustee. One of the important reasons why I ran for office in 1998 and every time since then was because of how I said that. I served, and I love to serve our community. I love community involvement, and so I'm looking forward to continuing that at this county level, especially with this seat. It expands from one township to the entire county as an at-large seat on the county council, and so it'll give me the opportunity to serve on some additional committees as well. And one of the funnest thing about running for office is you get to meet a lot of people, and they're great people in Bartholomew County.
Unlike the other candidates who are running in this race, and there are six of the candidates, you have the seat that Evelyn used to have and has some experience on the council. Any thoughts on what you've learned in the time you've been filling in?
Yes, I started on July 12th. And right after that's when the budget hearings happened for the county in the month of August. And so I kind of immersed into it very quickly. The other council members have been very supportive of that, though. But really learning the details of being the purse strings of the county and the opportunity we have to be able to, you know, really help the county with the financial side of things. And so I have been learning a lot, gaining new information, new knowledge, and also have been trying to work with our fellow candidates to keep them involved in the county council programming and plans so that they're better prepared to take over in January, I hope.
So as you're hoping to take the county council seat as being fully elected to a four-year term, one of the biggest changes in recent years that I've seen is the influx of money coming in from the various relief programs coming out of the COVID pandemic and the amount of money that's brought to the county and what it's allowed the county to do. And that money is ending soon. Just wanted to touch base with you on what you think about the use of that money. Have we done it correctly? And what are we going to do without it?
Yes, it was an important resource that did become available. And I know they're still resourcing it for those things that have been approved. And we have individuals who help make sure monies are used in an approved manner from the federal government. And I know those monies are still being used, but have not become as needed as we have learned to wean ourselves off of that money because we knew that it would come to an end here in the very near future.
Well, when you look at the current budget situation for the county, how do you think the county is doing?
Well, because of some additional resources through the income tax, that has made it very possible for us to approve a budget that is very responsible, effectively using the monies, and still with the monies that are available to be able to fund, you know, unforeseen situations that could come up. But we've tried to be very responsible with that budgeting and appropriation of monies so that we can continue a tax rate that is not, you know, excessive and responsible for our constituents.
Well, as you take a look to the future, any big challenges you see on the horizon that the county council is going to have to try and figure out?
You know, we work with the county commissioners when they make many of those administrative decisions. They serve as really the executive branch as well. And so as they make some important decisions in regards to the youth center and some other facilities, we certainly will have to come together with them to make sure we feel that the right direction has been chosen so that we can fund those projects and be able to continue to fund them into the future. Looking forward to getting the jail paid off here in another year, and that will make it maybe just a little bit easier for us to appropriate for any future building projects.
So, Marcus, I know that it seems to me like one of the overwhelming issues in this election is the concerns over voter, the security of people's vote, and that their vote is counted correctly. I just wanted to ask you what you think of how we do things in Bartholomew County, and do you think that people will be able to cast their vote with confidence?
Absolutely. I believe that our county clerk and our voter registration, which is a part of the clerk's office, both Sherry and Taylor are doing a great job to make sure we have a secure election in our county. The voting centers, I think, help us and allow us the opportunity to really consolidate. I think some of the concerns some people maybe have had in the past when we've had all the precincts having their own voting machines. Also, I think the early voting is handled so well and in a great location at Donner this year, and then also a few voting days on Saturdays at the county building. And we have great workers, both on the Republican and Democrat side, who are willing to always step up to the plate and do the job of providing us a secure and certainly a safe election for us.
Well, any last message to the voters as they head onto the polls and make their decision this election?
Well, again, reminder that we do have the early voting going on and encourage everyone to consider that, whether that be in person or by ballot. Call in and go ahead and ask for that assistance if you need it. And they also provide assistance for those who are maybe in a nursing home and need a voting board to come and assist them with voting. I think those are important opportunities to include more of our citizens so that they can participate in every election, including this one. And November 5th, of course, is the day of voting, 6 to 6. So we encourage all of our voters to get out for that.
We've been talking this morning with Marcus Speer, who is running in the at-large race for Bartholomew County Council on the Republican ticket. Marcus, thanks for chatting with us this morning.
You're welcome.
We'll be back in a minute with more news and views. This morning, I'm talking to the at-large candidates for Bartholomew County Council. Next up will be Democrat Michelle Carr.